You, Me, and Italy, written by Sue Roberts and read by Katie Carmichael.
Prologue. I enter the daily discount store in the city centre and spot a heaving queue at the checkout, with Sally, one of the cashiers, struggling to keep up. I glance at till 3, which is temporarily out of use. "Isn't Laura meant to be on the tills today?" I ask Sally, recalling the weekly work rota. "She is. She went to the toilets ages ago and seems to have gone AWOL," she huffs, scanning a multi-pack of Coke from a sullen-looking teenage girl with heavily coal-rimmed eyes. "Mike, can you jump on till 2? I plead to one of our new recruits, a gangly 18-year-old college student who's stacking boxes of tea bags in a nearby aisle. Yeah, sure. I've only been shown how to use the till once, though," he shrugs. "You'll be fine. Sally's on the next till if you have any problems." Sally plasters a fake smile on her face, while muttering something under her breath about only having one pair of hands. It's mid-June, and there's a summer sale on, with a lot of already low-price goods now reduced even further. With paddling pools, glow-in-the-dark Prosecco glasses, and unicorn lifesavers flying out of the door at a rate of knots. Store owner Harry, who's also my husband, likes to keep the shop packed to the rafters with bargain goods. He's always one to spot a deal, and the storeroom is already piled high with merchandise for the winter season, including Halloween and Christmas. With Mike seemingly handling the till okay, I go in search of Harry.
"Hi, Maisie,"
says Jane, one of the staff, her blonde ponytail swinging as she carries a box of glittery bags to the gift wrapping aisle.
"I thought it was your day off today."
"It is. I just need to talk to Harry. He's not answering his mobile. Is he about?"
Not sure. I saw him earlier, but I think he might have nipped out."
I make my way along the store to the offices at the back. He's probably on the phone, trying to secure a deal for a job lot of something or other. He's a master of negotiation, which is why the shop is usually overflowing with stock. Some of it's easier to shift than others, even with 30% discount. There isn't much demand for neon-coloured false eyelashes around here, unless you're going on one of those 1980s revival weekends. I walk into his office, but he's nowhere to be seen. There's a half-full mug of coffee on his desk, so I figure he can't be far. I smile at a framed photo on his desk, which shows us both laughing and wearing party hats, Harry blowing a hooter at last year's Christmas party. Turning left out of the office, I notice a light on in the stockroom. I twist the handle but find the door locked. Luckily, I'm a keyholder, so I let myself inside. I think I can hear a faint noise, so I walk round the corner, passing cardboard boxes full to the brim of stock, until I'm face to face with a pair of giant inflatable Santas. I don't think the noise is coming from them. Not unless I'm losing my mind. I tentatively creep forward before parting the smiling 6-foot Santas and almost passing out. Because Laura from Till 3 is there with Harry. And it definitely isn't the stock that they're checking out. The colour drains out of my face and my legs turn to jelly. I want to throw up. As my heart cracks in two, I realise that my life is over.